to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, who's on the line for us. Emma, this is because there's been some breaking news this lunchtime in relation to the story you were bringing us yesterday about those 17 schools, most of them primary schools, which are found to have structural defects in their fabric.
Well, Christopher, we have a statement from the company that built these schools, Western Building Systems, just come in this lunchtime. In that statement, the company makes several criticisms of the Department of Education. It poses a lot of questions to the Department of Education, but there are very few answers in this statement. The statement, the company accuses the Department of Education of distraction and secrecy. It says that it feels that it is being scapegoated. It repeats questions that it has previously posed to the department, such as why the schools in question were certified for completion as ready to go and all right by the department's own professional assessors, but are now suddenly, as they put it, suddenly deemed to have defects. Now, this is going back to a row that erupted last October between the company and the department, and it centres on the question as where does responsibility lie for certifying these building projects? And as I say, this has been the subject of dispute before the company. The company saying, why were these 42 schools previously certified by the department's own professional assessors who were on site regularly throughout the builds, and what were the department's officials and employed professionals looking at when they were on the school site? Now, the department on this issue has said previously that while it did have a project manager on these sites, this project manager's role was an administrative liaison one only. The department last October was adamant that this project manager had no structural or design responsibility on any of the projects. And while that project manager would have signed certificates of completion for the projects, again, the department saying that these certificates and the signing of these certificates would have relied exclusively on other certificates received from the builder in turn.
And yet the company is saying in this statement today it will continue to work with the Department of Education to resolve issues on all of the schools identified.
Yes, it says that. It's also another criticism it's levelling at the Department of Education, or a question it's asking. It's saying, well, why have you failed to proceed with an independent review of your building programme that you promised 10 months ago? Now, again, to this, the department has said that it has commissioned a review. It says the procurement process is nearing completion. However, the department says any review will only be taken after a legal process currently underway against Western Building Systems is complete. And this is referring to legal action that the department is taking against the company for costs associated with all these works. Now, the company, in response to that, has accused the department of hiding behind the cloak of legal action. So, as I say, Christopher, lots of questions for the department posed in this statement, but no answers as to the substantive issue of what went wrong with these schools and why.
Emma O'Kelly, thank you for that.